was looking at a picture of a train station in 1940, and there was maybe 1,000 people in this picture. And all the men were wearing their hats. The women had their long dresses on. The kids were dressed like in Little Rascals. It was 1940s, man. That's just what it looked like. And it was a real candid picture. And it had people laying on the train station booths and reading newspapers, playing games, some people yawning. It was just a real interesting life shot. You know, I'm looking at these little kids that are now either dead and gone, or they're maybe in their 80s right now in this picture. And I'm seeing 70-year-old people that died maybe in the 60s or something. You know, I'm just thinking about the history of that. And I just feel like the Lord took me back in time with him, and he spoke into my ear, I'm right there, right now. Just like I'm right here, right now. And I felt like the Lord whispered into my ear, who seeks after God? Who seeks after God? And I just looked at this picture, and I looked at as many faces as I could, and I imagined from God's perspective who in that train station in 1940, 45 was thinking about God, who was abiding in his presence, who in that picture with their hustle and bustle of life and people had the worries and the cares of war, they're reading the newspapers about whatever was happening in that day. In the hustle and bustle, who cared about God and about knowing him? Because everything in that picture freeze frame got summed up like that in my mind. Because 1940 to 2020 got summed up like that in my mind. To them, it didn't. And to us, it doesn't. From 2020 to 2100, in God's mind, gets summed up like that. Like that. Who seeks after God? Michael Thonin, running a business, doing great, hardworking, businessmen, trying to be faithful, walking it out. Love Michael Thonin. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much concrete he pours and how big his business is. Nothing matters except him knowing Christ Jesus. All the other stuff is periphery. God's kingdom through his business, praise the Lord. That's the hands and feet. It works out. But at the end of the day, knowing Christ Jesus is the main thing for my brother. It's the main thing for you and me. Who seeks after God? Would you be one that seeks to know him and to make him known? Would you, in that train station, in the hustle and bustle of life today, tomorrow, with business and everything going around, would you pause and cast your gaze upward and say, I belong to you? Would you form yourself in me? And would you bring your kingdom through me today? I'm yours. I'm your vessel, God. Man, I tell you, those people change things. People like that, God's after. He seeks, his eyes go to and fro throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are steadfast towards him. And he sees it. He sees it. And I wonder, and I asked Lizzie after, how many people in that picture were seeking after God? One? It wasn't more than 10, in my humble opinion. I don't know too many that do. Who afflict themselves with fasting and prayer to seek his face? Who give up entertainment? Who actually humble themselves by submitting their mind to his word and give up sleep to do it? Who does that? Would you do that? Would you seek after God? God will strengthen you, I promise. Okay, guys, let's stand up together. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us in Christ Jesus tonight. I thank you for your word that does not return empty. Now, I just pray, Lord, that we together could seek your face. So I'm just going to ask you with me, just like I said just a minute ago, let's practice together. We're just going to cast our eyes, the eyes of our heart, to heaven. Make your request known to him. Lord, I want to be one that seeks your face. Say, Lord, I want to know you more. So, Lord, would you reveal Christ in me? Just ask him, however you ask him from your heart, just for more understanding of who he is. The treasure of the universe, God himself, has been put inside of you, believer. Lord, that you would unpack what I've already been given in Christ Jesus. Just ask him from your heart. So Lord, you've heard our cries. You've heard the cries of these precious brothers and sisters, Lord. Anything we ask according to your will, I remind you, you said you'd hear us. And if you've heard us, you'll give us the requests we've asked. And we want to know you more. I want to know the inheritance that I have more. So teach us about Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, Holy Spirit. Reveal Jesus to us in a new way this week, God. I pray that we would be found seeking you when you return. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Bless you guys. Unique night compared to last week. Thank you guys for coming. Have a good, good week and enjoy your families. Yes. Amen.